Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Taking Your Next Step podcast from Collegians for Christ. Through each episode, we will journey together focusing on knowing what you believe and why you believe it. If you are eager, like I am, to strengthen your faith, then take your next step now by joining us in today's episode. So we ran out of time on our episode really to dive in deep enough at the conclusion of our study. We were talking about prayer, but we're also coupling it in our passage with fasting. Jesus said, look, there are some kinds of demons specifically to our passage, but there are some things in our lives that are not going to come forth just with prayer. Prayer is powerful. It's asking God to do what we ourselves cannot do. But there is a connection with fasting that produces things that prayer alone cannot or does not produce. So we want to dive in and talk about fasting, talk about the purpose behind it, what Scripture says about it, and then also what would be some practical ways that you and I can fast. Now, this flesh and the spirit are in a constant fight, and the flesh controls us way more than we would like to admit. You and I face that struggle every single day of our life. Now, the fasting is depriving the flesh of something simple or something that it craves. We would say simply food. So fasting is depriving the flesh of something it craves, food. But it also, when you're thinking about fasting, it doesn't just have to relate to food. It gives you power over the flesh that usually controls you. So think about this. What is controlling you? When we're fasting, we're removing something. We're taking away something that the flesh wants. And we're doing this to either break the power that that thing has on us or to gain power over the flesh. The flesh controls us way too much, and fasting can help us to gain control of the flesh so that the spirit can be in control, so that we can draw closer to Jesus. And so fasting can allow greater concentration in prayer. It does not equal merit with God. It's not, oh, I'm praying and, oh, I'm fasting. That's not what it's about. Fasting is not about us getting some special spiritual power, like we're going to become some superhero because we're fasting. It's all about us getting closer to Him. And too many times the flesh is in the way. There are things right now that control you. Some of them you know because you're thinking of them. Some of them you don't even realize how much of a control it has over you. It's what is your attention's given to. It's robbing you of your ability to walk with God. It's robbing your ability to reach goals, both just for yourself, spiritually speaking. There are things that control you because your flesh is controlling you. And fasting can come in, and fasting can help control the flesh, break off where that flesh is controlling us so that the spirit can take control. So that we'll look at a couple examples in Scripture. Scripture has a lot to say about fasting. There's numerous instances where people prayed and fasted. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 16 through 18, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." And so here we understand we are to fast. Moreover, when ye fast, he's talking here, he said, when ye fast. So he's expecting there's going to be a time that you and I fast. We're not to be as the hypocrites. We're not to fast for an outward appearance. We're not to fast so people know that we're fasting. They wanted people to see that their faces looked all. Because you understand when you withhold food, especially, your face can kind of get tight and shrunk in. And he's saying, look, you don't want to fast so that people know you're fasting. That's the wrong heart. That's the wrong motive, that they may appear unto men fast. He said, look, they have their reward. He said, but when you fast, this is what I want you to do. Anoint your head, wash your face, that thou appear not unto men to fast. We understand fast should be private and not for show. It does not mean that we can't not fast with other people, but typically fasting is a private matter. We see in Scripture where the whole nation of Israel fasted, where people fasted together, and that is good. If you're asking someone to fast, make sure yourself, you're able to fast. Make sure they are someone that you feel is in a spiritual place that they would want to fast, be able to fast with you. When you're asking someone or inviting them into fasting, it's not a light thing. They need to be on the same page. Maybe it's a situation they're already interceding with you, and they just it doesn't need to be pressured, because it's, you're asking someone to go into a deep spiritual discipline. But you can, yes, fast with other people. There's nothing wrong with that. We see that in Scripture. But at the same time, it's not for the outward appearance. Another passage is Matthew chapter 9. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast off, but thy disciples fast not?" So John's disciples are saying, "Look, we're fasting. Why are yours not fasting?" And Jesus said unto them, "Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast." So we learn a lot here. One, Jesus again expects you and I to fast. Why? He said, "Look, I'm here. My disciples do not need to fast." So there is a direct connection with the presence of Jesus and fasting. When Jesus was with them, there was no need to fast. But as soon as Jesus was to leave them physically, they would need to fast. He would expect them to fast. So there's a direct correlation with our relationship and the presence of Jesus in our lives with fasting. And so when should we fast? We should fast. How often? I can't tell you how often. But I do know this: we should practice fasting. If we truly understand its purpose, I think we need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And as burdens and concerns come, but I think we should plan and be intentional about it. Some examples throughout Scripture: when you're desiring to gain control over the flesh, you're struggling with the sin, that's a time to fast. When you're seeking the Lord, just wanting to draw closer to Him, you're needing wisdom, divine wisdom in a matter. Daniel did that as he was needing to interpret the dreams of the king. During confession of sin, we see fasting was coupled there. When you're brokenhearted and you're mourning and you're seeking God to do something or to heal or to forgive a nation or whatever the case may be. For someone who's sick, we see fasting in helpless situations when the odds are stacked against. We saw that in Esther, to humble our soul. And so many other reasons you could find through Scripture about why we should fast, or biblical examples that show us about fasting. Sometimes it's preparation for prayer, that the fasting will help us to be prepared within that prayer. We're praying for the impossible. Luke chapter 18 also gives us a little more insight into Jesus talking about fasting. We'll read just a few verses here. He says, tells us a parable, and he says, "Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, 'God, I thank thee that I'm not as this, as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican.' And he says this, 'I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And watch this, 'And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" Look at Jesus' response. "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." You would look at this Pharisee and say, man, that is a godly person. What a Christian. They are faithful to church. They're giving tithes of all they possess. I mean, they're giving to the church. They're serving. They fast twice in the week. But Jesus is saying, look, this doesn't mean anything. For this person, they're just checking all the boxes. Look, I'm fasting twice in the week. I'm giving tithes of all that I possess. They think what they're doing is gaining them merit with God. They think their works. They've turned the fasting into a work. And this is what Jesus tells us to be careful of. Don't do it just out of routine. There's something much deeper about fasting. This had become just something he does by the motion. So here he's fasting twice a week. Should you fast twice a week? You could. Should you fast for 3 days? Yeah, there's examples in Scripture of 3 days. There's example in Scripture of late into the night, of the entire day, of part of day. There's examples of 7 days, 14 days, and 40 days. So there's numerous differences of how fasting is done. And it's combined with prayer many times. Fasting is done while people are working. So it's not they're just gone into a closet somewhere, but they're continuing to work. But while they're doing this, they're very intentional. This is being done for a purpose. This is being done for me to draw closer to God and to replace whatever that is, whether it's food, whether it's social media, whether it's your phone, whether it's some temptation or some sin that you're struggling with, whenever you find that struggle, you replace it with prayer and silence and meditation and seeking God. And so, and also when you break your fast, especially if it's eating, be careful not to overeat. Why? Because it shows you really do not have true power over the flesh. And so fasting, there's a lot of information given within Scripture, but if you think about fasting, I think this is, we kind of think how to fast, we're going to plan to withhold something for a specific amount of time, whether that be food, whether it be drink, whether it be technology, whether it be something in the place of something. You know what it is, but you're picking something that has control over you. Something that has taken the place of God in your life, or anything that has become addictive or a temptation in your life. And it can be a partial fast. It can be an entire fast. The beautiful thing is there's great freedom in this. But I would say take baby steps. Don't overdo it and not be able to fulfill it. If you want to do food and you want to fast that way, know your body. You know, fast for one meal, but still drink water. Because the worst thing is when you don't eat and then you start to feel bad and you look bad and then you kind of defeat the purpose. So you want to know your body and know what you can do medically. And if it's not a meal, maybe it's something else that has control over you. And you know what that may be. And do not fast so people will know you're fasting. Don't go around telling people. It doesn't mean you cannot share. But remember, the motive should be God, not man. It's all about motive. There are other times when the church fasted, when people fasted, when they told them they were fasting. Israel has certain days they fasted as a nation. But remember, it's all about the heart and the attitude. And so I would say when we think about fasting, it can be a hard spiritual discipline to practice. Why? Because we're neglecting ourselves of something that we want. But this is a spiritual discipline that pays great dividends. There are not always immediate tangible results, and this is another reason why it's hard to practice. It requires faith. But think about some things that this week, this month, I'm not saying that you need to go out and fast. That's not what this study is about. But I do want to challenge us, if we understand the purpose and what fasting can accomplish, I think we should think about some way to be intentional with fasting at some point in time, maybe soon, just to try it out if it's your first time. Or maybe you used to fast consistently and you haven't for a while. Maybe you're thinking about something in your life that seems to be impossible, something that just is another kind. Well, then I would encourage you to fast, because Jesus taught us that. This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. So it could be TV, it could be social media, it could be coffee, it could be food, it could be caffeine, it could be sugar, it could be whatever has that control over you. But as you spend time fasting, spend time communicating with God. When you get those hunger pains or urges to do whatever it is, pray. Pray, meditate, seek God, and see what God will do. Thank you for taking the time to listen. If this podcast has been helpful to you, please share it with a friend or subscribe to stay up to date on the latest episodes. You can connect with Collegians for Christ online for more information and resources at cfccampusministry.com.